got some fun going on with the music today, but there's a couple of quick hits on the tunes. This is Mike Vandervoort on Drive Through HR. It's May 12th, and this is my show for the week. But I'm really excited. I have a longtime personal friend and HR colleague on the line with us today, Carol McDaniel from HR Florida and All Children's Hospital in Tampa. Carol, welcome to Drive Through HR. Welcome back, actually. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, so you and I have known each other for like 10 years plus, which seems just incredible. And I always tell this story. You were the first person, when I moved to Florida back in 2003, you were the first HR person I contacted in the state of Florida. And we barely knew each other, but you took the time to kind of help me get to know the local market and stuff. And then we didn't really reconnect for a couple years, but had a great chance, to reconnect and do work at HR Florida for several years, and have become, pretty really great colleagues over the years. So I'm really excited to have you here, and let's talk about what's going on with you, because I know, like me, you've been going through a ton of professional and not necessarily recent changes, but you've got a lot of new stuff in your life. So tell us about Carol McDaniel. Give us your quick bio, and then we'll talk about what you're doing on several fronts, okay?
Excellent. That sounds great. Well, I will say that you were very brave to reach out to me and I to have coffee that day when you moved to Florida. And I often think, wow, surprising I did that, because I'm normally not that brave myself. But it was the beginning of a great kind of relationship, and I have valued your friendship over the years and your guidance on a lot of issues. So couldn't be more happy to call you my friend and my colleague, so it's great to be here. Yeah, so Carol McDaniel, lot of changes over the past year and a half, I would say. One of the biggest changes was changing jobs. Came over to All Children's Hospital in June of last year, so I haven't quite hit my one-year mark yet, but started here in June and really came over under the leadership of Jay Coons, who at that time was the VP of HR, to really help elevate and continue the work that he had begun around talent acquisition. As you know, typically in the healthcare industry, the talent acquisition side is often overshadowed by maybe the great work that's happening at the hospital or some of the other high priority things that are happening. But Jay had recognized back then that this definitely needed some attention, and so after some quick conversations, I jumped on board and really began to evaluate the acquisition process here, because it needed some work and needed some attention. With that being said, right around the same time, January that last year became the president, or this year actually, president of HR Florida. So it's really like having two full-time jobs in one. One happens during the day. One happens a lot at night, but they often meet somewhere in the middle and spend a lot of time on balancing both areas, but found it to be and still find it to be very, very exciting. A lot of motivation comes from the volunteers at HR Florida for my job here. A lot of it crosses over in terms of contacts, processes, ideas, new trending issues in human resources come from HR Florida that I can certainly share with my colleagues here at All Children's. So a lot of good stuff, but it's been a busy, busy year already, and it's, May? So, yeah, a lot of changes.
It feels like a year already, and it's only not even half a year, right? So I thought we'd talk about both kind of your two separate full-time jobs, But let's start with the All Children's side. You told me in the pre-show that you were doing some interesting and innovative things. What I thought was funny was a couple weeks ago when I asked you to be on the show, it was because I saw you doing your own podcast, right? So we're like, I mean, it's not your personal podcast, but you guys have one for your talent acquisition strategy at the hospital, right?
We do. It's ACH Blog Talk Radio. I don't have a really cool name yet, like Drive Through HR, but I'm working on it. But for now, it's really kind of started out as a way to extend our brand, capture an audience that we had not addressed previously with any of our outreach and recruitment, but to use it as a platform to talk about all the great things that happen at All Children's, because a lot of people, surprisingly enough, don't really realize what happens here at the hospital and the far-reaching kind of tentacles we have on Florida's West Coast. So that's kind of how the show began, as a way to highlight some individual departments, some initiatives, our community outreach, our foundation. And then it became really a platform to highlight key employees, key executives, talk more in terms of the brand and the integration with Johns Hopkins, which started several years ago but has really kind of kicked into high gear this past year. So it is kind of a great way to do recruiting, if you will, without having to actually say, hey, come work here. It just really speaks to the brand and the amazing talent that's already here and the life-saving things that happen daily is just a great story. I mean, let's just be selfish about it. I mean, it's a great fodder for recruitment in our space. Everyone loves a great success story. Everyone loves the work that we do with, you know, the sickest of kids, and it's a great tool. So surprisingly enough, not a lot of healthcare companies do this. Not a lot of hospitals have this type of platform. And so from an innovative perspective, I think that kind of leads the way for All Children's. And when we talk to our colleagues in Baltimore and all the other affiliates under Johns Hopkins, you know, I always tell this story about I went there in the fall to visit my Baltimore colleagues, and we talked about different initiatives that the different hospitals are doing to recruit. And, of course, everybody wanted to know how we do our job fairs and do we do open houses and things of that nature. And my answer was, no, we don't do that. And just a big gasp of air across the room, and people were saying, wow, what? How do you recruit? I shared with them two things that we do that they don't do, and one is the podcast, the radio show. I mean, it is a great platform, and they just couldn't wrap their heads around that concept till they heard it. And then the light bulb went off, and it just makes a lot of sense. The second thing was I have just kind of made the blanket statement that we, as recruiters, are not going to extend our efforts and financial obligations towards, you know, standing behind a table at a booth handing out pamphlets to try to hire the top talent that we need here. Instead, we're changing the model to where we're very selective of where we'll be, and we actually go as attendees and we engage in conversations, we build relationships, we host initiatives or events at the conference and invite our very selected targeted audiences to attend. So we've not gone down that road of career fairs and standing behind the booth and, you know, schlepping your stuff over to hand out mints and balloons to somebody. We're just not going to do that anymore. So that was quite a shocker to our group over in Baltimore. But if you do it right and strategically, it's extremely effective way to recruit. I mean, it just makes too much sense to me.
Yeah, so so what I'm curious about, and then we'll get into some of the more scripted questions. What I'm curious about, we were talking about this at the pre-show as well. We struggle, you know, on a daily basis to draw from the entire HR universe for guests sometimes. You know, we're scrambling at the last minute. You guys are doing it. So I guess your podcast features your it's not just your HR department, right? It's other people from other departments inside All Children's, and you kind of focus across all the areas.
Absolutely. In fact, not very often do we have someone from human resources. We really talk to, for example, in the early part of the year, we had our employee of the year on there, and we talked about his long-term employment here and what that meant to him and how he found his way to All Children's. We talked to the director of the emergency center and what's a day in the life like for that clinical leader and some of the things that they see. Back when there was a lot of, you know, media around Ebola, we had folks come in to talk about that from the different areas of the hospital and how we're preparing our facility. Just last week, we had the CEO, Dr. Allen. He's the vice dean here and the CEO, and he was on the show just to talk about the culture and the things that happen here and what's next for All Children's and what are some of the areas that we're focusing on and questions that we always get about, you know, what does it mean for us now that we're a Hopkins affiliate? So there's all kinds of things that we can do, and we answer a ton of questions just by bringing on a specific person from the hospital. So while we don't have guests from the HR industry come in, these are our own people. But there's so many wonderful people here and so much talent. I'm really looking forward to, in the coming month or so, we should have one of our pediatric emergency room nurses is in the finals of the Amazing Race. So we don't know yet if she's won, but if she does, either way, she's going to be on the show to talk about that great experience.
So you tell not just stories about the hospital, but you share the personal stories and
absolutely,
of course, your brand. Yeah, I'm surprised more, you know, because it requires time, but otherwise it's not a huge budget, right? Because you're not spending a lot on do you spend money on kind of trying to promo, or is it all kind of bootstrapped from the hard work?
It's definitely all bootstrapped. I mean, we obviously have the subscription and what have you, and we do run our own commercial and our own ads on the show. But it's a low budget way to recruit, if you will, and way to talk about a brand better than any, you know, print medium or any other type of medium could provide for us. I mean, here's people telling their story. The best stories are how they came to be here at this hospital, you know, whether they came from Baltimore, whether they grew up here. One of our favorite guests was one of our pediatric heart surgeons. He's a hometown hero here from Dunedin, close by where we are, and just has become, you know, globally renowned as a cardiac thoracic surgeon, and he's amazing. And his stories about going back to his high school reunion and have treated some of his high school buddies' kids. I mean, you can't get better stuff than that, Mike. I'm telling you, it's great.
No, it's really cool. And anyway, sorry, I didn't want to make the whole show about your podcast, but that's one of a number of things. So Carol, let's go to one of the scripted questions. You know, in your role at All Children's, you know, you've been in, you said, just about a year. What is it? Yeah, I mean, I know you guys are really, I know you're really focused on talent acquisition, but what is it that keeps you and your staff up at night? What are you guys worrying about right now?
Well, big conversation and big commitment that we're involved in right now is, as I mentioned earlier, the integration with Hopkins is huge. So as we become more aligned with their processes and policies, we have taken on, this year we will transfer over to SAP as our HRIS system, which includes a complete transfer of the applicant tracking system as well as the performance management system. So Hopkins is a huge entity, as you can probably guess. There's lots and lots of folks in their HR world. We're a lean team here. So every single person has two or three big assignments as it relates to that integration. So as you can imagine, you know, this group here has been on our Kronos model for many, many years, and so it's completely changing everyone's life here. So right now, that keeps us up many nights talking about, you know, how to better prepare, meeting some of the deadlines that we already have to meet for SAP, and talking through how we're going to communicate this internally and externally to our employees, to our candidates. What does that mean for us in terms of processing time for recruitment? You know, how is this going to work? How is this impacting folks' jobs here? All those things are insanity right now, and we'll go live in January of 2016, but it's consumed our life right now. So that's a big part of it. And of course, the recruitment and talent acquisition are, and that's a big piece of it. Our custom web page will be built out, all sorts of really positive things that are happening. But as you know, you've been in the HR business a long time, and these things take planning. They, you know, all the many, many details that have to be worked out. You know, everything changes when you go to SAP. So that in and of itself is keeping us up late at night.
No doubt. I haven't been through a conversion in a few years, but I went through one, I don't know, about 10 years ago before I joined Publix, and you know, it was painful. The end is good once you get it all
yeah,
done, but it's hard, man. It's hard. It's probably one of the more difficult technical things to deal with in HR. I wish you luck on that. I don't really have any words of wisdom. then make sure you have redundant training, because if you only have one person, you know, who's really your master person, and you lose them, mm-hmm. you're in deep. So I'm sure you guys are covered on that. But anyway, Carol, what as far as your talent acquisition stuff, you know, the podcast is really cool, but it's just one thing that you're doing. What's mm-hmm. top of mind? I mean, and I know when Jay was there. I mean, I've known Jay for several years, and Jay was, you're right, he pushed and pushed and pushed for talent acquisition. And they did a lot of cool things in his day, you know, including using Facebook and social media at a time mm-hmm. when other folks, at least in healthcare, didn't seem to be doing it so much. And there were lots of cool mm-hmm. pictures of the beach, you know, the sunsets in mm-hmm. St. Pete and all of that. Mm-hmm. But that isn't some magic formula for you guys, right? I mean, you still have to do a lot of hard work because you guys are very specialized in what you do. So what's top of mind for you in talent acquisition outside of the SAP conversion? What other cool things are you doing?
So you mentioned, you know, all of our different social platforms. Those in and of itself require daily maintenance, right? It's feeding that monster, so to speak. So I took over all those social media platforms in terms of the human resources side of it. So we have a pretty robust Facebook page, LinkedIn profile. We also have we're working on some of our Twitter stuff right now. We're going to be making some changes on our Twitter handles and doing some different things as it relates to just, we have one handle that talks just, you know, just tweet my jobs and just sends out jobs, but we really need to have some messaging out there, so we're working on that right now. Two things that I think have been on top of my mind, and definitely something that's on the strategic plan. One is becoming more mobile ready in terms of having a mobile ready website. We want to have a really strong, robust mobile strategy ready in 2016. So I've got a couple of my recruiters working on research and different things like that, because we want to be ready to go full force when we switch over to SuccessFactors, our ATS, because I believe that because we are so specialized, because we are in a very, very niche market in terms of healthcare, we have to look at not only nationally and internationally for talent, but we have a lot of talent in our space. So, and the space is getting crowded as it relates to pediatrics. There's some good stuff happening down in South Florida. But I want to do a lot more around geo-targeting in terms of, you know, using smartphone technology to help us with that. And that's not something you typically see. So I'm really anxious to get started on that. And then, as I mentioned earlier, you know, we, interestingly enough, with our outdated applicant tracking tool we have today, the challenge is that if you are on a Safari platform or a Chrome platform, for that matter, you can't complete our current online application, which is I just can't even believe that. But that all changes in January. But with that being said, we still receive, for the size of facility we are, 42,000 applications last year. We hired just 13% of those, about 585. Majority are clinicians, the high-level nurse, pediatric specialized NICU nurse. So we have to go out and find those people. They're just not, you know, hanging on trees out here in St. Pete. So we strategically look at locations across the country utilizing some very specific technologies to go find pockets of these types of candidates. And we go out after them. So we will look at things that are happening in the market where we know those nurses are, and we will attend, whether it's events, networking things. So our money is no longer spent, as I mentioned, on big print ads and banner ads. It's spent on sending our recruitment team out to where we know these folks are and starting to build relationships with them. Back in the day, you could send a postcard of the sunny beach and the sunset up to Michigan and get what you needed. You know, things are a little bit, you know, smaller world now. People have the ability to travel quickly and Skype and do all sorts of things. So we really have to go out and build a long-term relationship. So the cycle is longer, but we're doing it a lot more targeted and a lot more strategically. So I'm really excited about some of those things. And kind of hiring the recruitment talent that we need to do those sorts of things is really top of mind for me.
Yeah. So let me do a quick reset. We're about 4 minutes past the quarter hour. This is Mike Vandervoort on Drive Through HR today. I'm co-host, the host today, and Our guest is Carol McDaniel, a longtime friend and colleague from Florida. Carol works at All Children's Hospital in St. Pete, Florida, where you're the manager of talent acquisition. Is that the correct title?
Director, if you will, director of talent acquisition.
Director of talent acquisition, and she is also the current reigning president of HR Florida. So she essentially runs two full-time jobs and works all day, every day. And I don't know how you do it, but I also manage to know that you have a social life from time to time with your family as well, because I see that stuff on Facebook. So anyway, so we've been talking talent acquisition and at All Children's. Carol, I guess before we move away from All Children's, I just like to you mentioned that Jay brought you in, you know, a year ago, and we've both known Jay for a while, and I remember hearing Jay speak somewhere in Florida, and he described the mission of All Children's Hospital in a way that just kind of almost sent chills down my spine, because he mentioned that, you know, the place where I work, we handle literally handle the hearts of babies. You know, we do transplants and stuff. This is not, you know, the mission of your organization is not some, you know, it's not some joke, and it doesn't, none are really, right? But this is life critical. What have you learned? Because I know this was a transition for you. I guess this is the question that I'm trying to ask. That this was like the first time you've ever worked in healthcare, right? So you've been in it just about a year, and I know you and I talked that you were like, I don't know, I hadn't ever done this. But so what's your take on it a year in? What have you learned, and what do you see about the mission and the kind of the work that the people do in the field of healthcare?
Well, that's a really, really great question, Mike. I'm so glad you asked that, because that description that Jay gave you and gave to his during his presentation is so true. You know, you hear it all the time. You know, here truly miracles happen, and the transplants, the heart transplants with hearts the size of walnuts that are held in doctors' hands. It is amazing, and I go over to the hospital pretty often. It's about two buildings away, and I hike it over there several times a day. I'm in the units, I'm in the NICU, the PICU, all the areas, you know, the hematology, oncology units where the sickest children with cancer are battling it out every day. And you walk through those halls and you talk to the staff, you know, the bedside nurse, the patient care technicians that are there, including the surgeons, and you come away with the sense that, gosh, you know, I'm just down there pushing paperwork around on my desk, and these people are literally saving lives. You know that old saying, oh, we're not doing surgery here, we're not doing brain surgery. Yeah, we are. And you got to remember that. So that was kind of the first step into healthcare for me, was to really kind of get my head around the mission. I mean, I've lived in this market so long, and All Children's has a great reputation, but to actually be here and talk to the staff and talk to the people who've been here, the tenure is amazing, and have seen, you know, tremendous change in the healthcare space, in the facilities that we're in. We're in a beautiful state-of-the-art building here in St. Pete. It's gorgeous, And you just can't help but come away with, I need to do my very best work every single day, because literally children's lives depend on it. You know, that certification that nurse needs to have, the length of experience that an oncology nurse needs to have when they come in here is really that important. It really does mean something. So for me, coming into healthcare was very, very different. I didn't understand the nomenclature, the vernacular, all the acronyms are very difficult in a lot of areas, but I knew that I knew talent acquisition, I know how to recruit, and I know how to motivate a team, and that's all they needed here, because the mission wraps itself around everything we do. So that's been the easy part. The other stuff, you know, NICU, PICU, I can pick that stuff up later, but to be able to get the really top talent, you've got to be able to communicate that mission. That's really important.
Yeah. Well, like I said, when Jay, you know, very few places, you know, I've worked at a few good companies, but very few places can say, you know, it's literally life critical. And so that was just, you know, you know, whenever you bring somebody in, it just feels like it's like almost like an awesome responsibility, you know, when you make an add of to the organization and all that kind of stuff. So we've filled up 24 minutes so far, Carol, in a 30-minute show, and I don't want to stint. I want to get a couple of updates on the other job you have, which is a long time passionate commitment for you, and actually HR Florida president, and I know you've been, you know, you've worked your way up through the ranks in the state leadership, and you've done conferences mm-hmm. for years and years, and I've been part of those as a volunteer, mm-hmm. and it's premier HR, state HR organizations in the United States. I think everybody's widely recognized, so it's, you know, it's great that you have your chance to drive it this year. So tell us what's going on there, sort of, if you can, in about 3 or 4 minutes, and when the conference is, because it's like it's back to its normal time this year as opposed to last year, right?
That's right. That's right. And in HR Florida, you know, it's like everything in HR. Some people will say, oh, you know, it always comes back around and we do the same things. We talk about the same things. HR is always just the same old conversation. And I'd like to, you know, kind of counter that by saying, I think in HR Florida, I know based on the folks that volunteer, the programming that we have, not only at the conference, but just throughout the year, the different things that we do, we're really asking the hard questions of SHRM. We're asking the hard questions of our representative companies about what they're doing in regards to, you know, healthcare benefits. You know, what are you doing in terms of recruitment? So we can turn back and share that information with our constituents. We have 28 chapters across the state that you know, we personally touch every single day. So for me, as the president, I visit 14 of those chapters every year. So I split my time with the president-elect, and we visit them and we talk to them. We give presentations about things that we're passionate about as it relates to human resources. Obviously, mine's skewed towards talent acquisition, but we get great insight into what's happening in their market, you know, whether it be, you know, a company, a big company closing down, new business coming in, and we can in turn share that with our SHRM contacts and through the relationship we have with the executive team there at SHRM. I mean, it's just really kind of it's been a great ride in terms of coming up through the ranks, but more importantly, it's really amazing to be part of this organization who are the largest, you know, state council under the SHRM umbrella. We have the largest state conference. We do some great stuff, but the core of what we do is communicate, educate, and network all these chapters across the state. And that's where I feel like I'm the lucky one. I get to be out there talking to them and learning, and seeing the new folks coming into HR is so refreshing, and talking to them about their aspirations and what they'd like to change and some of the things they're doing in their organizations. And this year, SHRM put together Young Professionals Council. So really kind of addressing that millennial gap that we have in human resources, and what are some of the needs of those, and how do they want to contribute to the profession. So we're really excited to have one of our own here in the state be part of that organization. Eve Sweeney is her name. And so lots of really cool stuff happening from that perspective.
Great. How has the, let's see, we've got 3 minutes. I don't want to take too much time. But you guys had some observations early on with the HRCI SHRM mm-hmm. changeover on the mm-hmm. whole nation thing. How's that going mm-hmm. now? I had to work.
Better. Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
I think it's better. I mean, it was obviously a very rocky start. I mean, communication was not ideal in how it was rolled out. But, you know, SHRM is our mothership, and we're here in support of that mission. So we've done a really good job of making sure we understand completely, you know, what the goals of SHRM are, how they're promoting their certification, and what we need to do in support of that. And I think there's still some kinks to be worked out as it relates to, you know, how programs are getting certified and things like that. But it's going better. And I think that they really kind of learned a big lesson in terms of communication, and that was really key for us.
Hey, listen, we're down to the last minute, Carol. So I don't want to cut you off mid sentence. Thanks for being on the show. Your Twitter is Carol MacD, CarolMacD on Twitter, right? Carol MacD.
That's correct.
And,
mm-hmm.
and anyway, thanks for coming on. And I'll look forward to seeing you, I hope, at HR Florida. I'm planning on trying to attend this year if I can fit
well,
it into my...
You better. You better.
I'll give
be
it a shot. It's been a couple years. I'm going to end the show here, but thanks for coming on, and have a great rest of the afternoon. Okay, Carol?
Thanks, Mike. You too.